NPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. A federal judge has denied a lawsuit seeking an exemption from capacity limits on religious gatherings due to the pandemic. A nonprofit sued on behalf of Andrew Womack Ministries, an evangelical organization planning to host a conference near Colorado Springs next week. The group says the state is discriminating against religious events while failing to enforce rules at recent protests. The judge ruled there's no evidence to prove that, and the group is appealing. CSU has lifted quarantine at two residence halls. CPR's Paulo Schaltzeta reports 9 students tested positive for COVID-19.
CSU has moved those students into isolation rooms. Last week, the school quarantined Braden and Summit halls after wastewater tests indicated a possible outbreak of coronavirus. Everyone living in those dorms took a nasal swab test. Now, students who tested negative can resume their normal schedules. CSU students are still taking in-person classes. According to state data, 3 sorority and fraternity houses near the campus are currently experiencing outbreaks. I'm Paulo Schaltzeta, CPR News.
Old Fall River Road in Rocky Mountain National Park has reopened for a few days. It closed earlier this month due to the Cameron Peak fire. Reservations are still required because of the timed entry system during the pandemic. Old Fall River Road will close for the season on Monday. 69 degrees in Denver, 74 in Colorado Springs. It's 82 in Grand Junction, 80 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.